One item consumers are paying less for, though, is books when they buy them online. That's because Amazon and Walmart are locked in a price war, and that includes big-name authors. John Grisham's yet-to-be-released book, Ford Country, lists at $24. Last week, Walmart dropped the price to $9. Amazon matched that. Now Walmart.com is selling the book for $8.99. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Patricia Murphy reports on what's new about this price war and what's not.
For years, Amazon's Everything Plus the Kitchen Sink marketplace has been a leader in book sales. Some analysts speculate that Walmart's attack on this niche is just an old play in a new forum for the company. That is, drawing customers in with deep discounts in the hopes they pick up more than just a cheap book. Patricia Edwards is chief investment officer for the investment firm Storehouse Partners in Bellevue, Washington.
Walmart has a history over the past 3 or 4 years with toy discounts starting in October, and then they start in on the other holiday items. And so folks like Target and Sears and JCPenney have been dealing with that for years now. This time it's Amazon's turn.
The losers, Edwards says, will be publishers and independent booksellers. Ultimately, Edwards says publishers won't be selling as many books at full price, and that cuts into their bottom line. At Fremont Place Books in Seattle, owner Henry Burton says he doesn't even try to compete with online sellers like Amazon and Walmart.
What we compete on is service and selection, and my hope is that they just sort of battle each other out of business.
For NPR News, I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.